Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 71, The History of Railways. The history of railways is a story of innovation, engineering prowess, and economic transformation that has shaped modern society. Rail transport has revolutionized travel, trade, and industry, enabling the rapid movement of goods and people while fostering urban expansion and economic growth. From early wooden tracks to high-speed trains, the development of railways is a testament to human ingenuity and ambition. The origins of railway transport can be traced back to ancient civilizations, where wooden tracks were used to facilitate the movement of heavy goods. The Greeks and Romans employed primitive track systems in mines to ease the transportation of ore. However, it was in the 16th and 17th centuries that wooden railways began to take shape in Europe, particularly in Britain, where horse-drawn wagonways were built to transport coal from mines to nearby waterways. These early railways consisted of wooden rails and carts pulled by horses, significantly reducing the effort required to move heavy loads over rough terrain. The transition from wooden rails to iron tracks in the late 18th century marked a crucial advancement. The use of iron rails, pioneered in Britain, allowed for greater durability and heavier loads. The introduction of flanged wheels, which kept carts aligned with the rails, further improved efficiency. These developments laid the foundation for the steam-powered railways that would soon transform transportation. The invention of the steam locomotive was a defining moment in railway history. In 1804, Richard Trevithick, a British engineer, built the first steam-powered locomotive, which successfully hauled a train along a short track in South Wales. Although Trevithick's design was not immediately adopted on a large scale, it demonstrated the potential of steam power for railway transport. Over the following decades, engineers such as George Stephenson refined locomotive technology, leading to the development of the first practical and commercially viable railway systems. The opening of the Stockton and Darlington Railway in 1825 marked the birth of modern rail transport. Designed by George Stephenson, this railway was the first to use steam locomotives for passenger and freight services. The success of this line spurred further railway construction, culminating in the opening of the Liverpool and Manchester Railway in 1830. This was the first fully operational intercity railway, featuring scheduled services and purpose-built stations. The line's success proved the viability of railways as a means of mass transport, triggering a railway boom across Britain and beyond. During the mid-19th century, railway construction surged across Europe, North America, and parts of Asia. Governments and private investors poured vast sums into building railway networks, connecting cities, industrial centres, and ports. In Britain, the railway network expanded rapidly, with thousands of miles of track laid in just a few decades. Railways revolutionised industry by enabling faster and cheaper transportation of raw materials and finished goods. They also facilitated social mobility, making travel more accessible to the general population. The expansion of railways had profound effects on urban development. Cities grew around railway hubs, with stations becoming focal points of commerce and communication. Towns previously isolated were now linked to major economic centers, spurring population growth and regional development. Railways also played a crucial role in the spread of ideas, news, and cultural exchange, knitting together previously disparate communities. The late 19th and early 20th centuries saw significant technological advancements in railway transport. The introduction of steel rails, more powerful locomotives, and improved signaling systems increased efficiency and safety. The development of electric railways further transformed the industry, with the first electrified railway lines appearing in the 1880s. Electric trains offered faster acceleration, reduced pollution, and greater operational efficiency, making them particularly suited for urban and suburban transit systems. Railways played a critical role during both world wars, serving as essential conduits for troop movements, supplies, and military logistics. The ability to transport vast quantities of equipment and personnel quickly proved vital to the war effort. However, the extensive use of railways during wartime also made them strategic targets, leading to significant damage in many countries. Following the Second World War, the railway industry faced competition from road and air transport. The rise of automobiles, motorways, and commercial aviation led to a decline in railway passenger numbers, prompting many governments to invest in road infrastructure at the expense of rail. In Britain, the 1960s saw widespread railway closures under the Beeching Cuts, as unprofitable branch lines were shut down to streamline operations. Despite this decline, rail transport remained essential for freight and long-distance travel. The late 20th and early 21st centuries witnessed a resurgence of interest in railways, driven by concerns over environmental sustainability and urban congestion. High-speed rail networks, pioneered by Japan's Shinkansen in the 1960s, demonstrated the potential for fast, efficient rail travel. European countries followed suit, with France's TGV and Germany's ICE setting new standards for speed and comfort. The development of high-speed rail in China has further underscored the continued importance of rail transport in the modern age. In recent decades, there has been renewed investment in railway infrastructure, including electrification projects, urban transit expansions, and high-speed rail initiatives. Governments and private enterprises have recognized the environmental benefits of rail transport, promoting rail as a sustainable alternative to road and air travel. The integration of digital technologies, such as automated signaling and real-time tracking, has further enhanced railway efficiency and reliability. The future of railways is likely to be shaped by advancements in green technology, including hydrogen-powered and fully electric trains. As societies seek to reduce carbon emissions and transition to sustainable transport solutions, railways are poised to play a central role in the global transportation network. The resurgence of interest in railway travel reflects not only its historical significance, but also its potential to address contemporary challenges in mobility and environmental responsibility. The history of railways is a testament to human innovation and adaptability. From humble wooden tracks to high-speed networks spanning continents, railways have connected people, transformed economies, and shaped the modern world. As technological advancements continue, the railway industry will remain an integral part of global transport, balancing heritage with progress in the pursuit of efficient and sustainable travel. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.